Okay. New business. I'll take care of that.
Newsletter.
Newsletter. We need to develop a newsletter, and we need it out by June. I give 2 weeks. June 21st. We need not out by June 21st. We need it out by the end of the month, but I need to have whatever articles we're going to write by June 21st.
You've got mine.
Yeah.
I don't write articles.
I want a treasurer's report, Taylor.
You need to put something in there on the... Just so if in that newsletter, we just want to put the announcement of the annual meeting stuff in it.
Right. Okay. Can you write a little thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Happy bio. Appreciate that.
Happy bio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a little biographical sketch. And how you liking it?
Sounds good.
How you liking it?
You got a picture?
I'm hoping they're still liking it. I don't know. Yeah, we can get a
picture of you guys here at the ranch.
And that's the other thing. We need to update the website.
We need a picture of you.
Okay, good.
Calendar.
Intro. What do we got?
July 4th.
Annual meeting.
I have. I'm not on this computer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I need a card.
We'll make mention of the July 4th. We're going to have a gathering here. We hope to have.
Now, a gathering or a camp out?
It was a tournament.
Right.
You know,
right.
Obviously, you know, I mean, I don't know whoever's going to be here for.
So, what are we doing?
Booking for
that.
Horseshoe tournament and potluck. I think, you know, people can bring things, bring food, have, make sure we have enough barbecues gathered around here.
Right, drinks.
Can never go without enough wind.
No.
I'll get a double order of that.
Okay,
the wind.
Check on that. Talk to the man above.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other?
Annual
what
meeting.
Else should be on the annual the newsletter?
No, we need to decide right now.
Date for annual meeting.
In Parsons,
the second weekend of, or do you want to? You don't want to do it. What is it?
Labor Day. No.
Labor Day. No. Typically, it's been the second or third weekend. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. Make September. It the third.
When is the thing in Kanab?
It's in August.
Yeah. August 21st to 23rd is the Pioneer thing. Western Legends. Yeah.
Western Legends.
You love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe I get a day off. See.
but, you know, if you need,
have a,
you need someone to fill in.
I guess I'll be looking up later, as long as we decide on next week.
I do have a September calendar.
I guess hold it up here.
I would suggest the second weekend, if that's the case, because it's getting very late in September. You get run.
September 8th. Oh, actually, we have it scheduled for September 13th.
Okay.
At least Linda has it on her calendar that she sent out to me.
Okay, that's fine.
What,
yes.
So we've got to decide it's going to be a morning, an afternoon meeting. I don't know, lunch before or a barbecue after. We've done it both ways.
Lunch before.
Eat and then have a meeting?
That's going to be good. I'm going to say
that would be.
Well, it's hard to you have a meeting and then someone's not going to be at the meeting because they're fixing food and doing that kind of stuff.
I see the people that should be at the meeting is the ones fixing the food.
That are fixing the food.
We're talking about
the annual meeting.
Annual meeting.
Oh, okay.
Do you have one on the calendar?
Okay. Why don't I send out
food
some
food can be fixed ahead of time and some chafing dishes.
Oh, there you go. Why don't I Why don't I send out on these other emails I got to send out? I'll just make a mention of the newsletter and some responsibilities or some articles that We'd like
some
to
ideas.
Some ideas.
All right.
Okay.
Barbara. You need to get a prior, you know, prior newsletter before the election.
You have a spare one of these calendars.
Yeah. Obviously, as a board,
they don't have one.
I'm the new board president. Now, obviously, I'll have to give a message, a board president's message or something. But
Yeah. 25 pages.
Well, we don't want to spend too much on postage, right? Okay. Event calendar. We want to obviously have some events, and so obviously the calendar. We got the annual meeting. We got the 4th of July. I don't know if anyone else wants to do anything like Pioneer Day or meteor watching in August. End of summer, like towards the end of August.
Like our annual meeting.
Yeah.
Now, you know, there's no campouts, right? Is that what I understand? On association grounds.
We have camp areas, but we still have to develop those better.
So what he's saying is, students can just come here and camp on association grounds.
They can. Yes, they can. 2 weeks max.
Yeah.
But they have
it's
to
have the bylaws.
But they have to ask for that. They have to ask for permission.
Because it could be double booked.
How do we do that though? How do we do a notification?
It's in our bylaws.
Yeah.
Okay. It's in our rules and regulations, and we're in our bylaws. One or the other is members make camp on association lands 2 weeks at a time. And if they have non-members can make camp only if congruent with member camping. That's why I told Alan Steve, move his trailer, get off the ranch. He's not a member, and we can't have him just parking his vehicle up there. It does say specifically, though, designated camping areas. And that's one thing that we have to do is I'm not aware of the designated camping areas except for maybe the Grove. Barbara? That's not it. Okay.
That's the thing with town hall. There's nowhere they can really camp unless they get permission. We've allowed the race people to camp on the airstrip for overnight, or the horse people to camp there or whatever, and we've allowed that kind of thing. But we have never allowed, in the last 10 years I've been involved, anybody to come up here and just pitch a camp at the meadows or at the ponds or out here.
Because we don't have a designated area. That's the thing.
If somebody's staying here at the garden cabin,
we let them put their trailer over there.
And they got extra people like that, or up the upper cabins here, cabins right here, they'll park a trailer out.
Well, we have, but my point is, like, it's in our laws that we can allow it in designated areas. So we have to designate areas. We should improve areas for that purpose, like Cabin 5, where Cabin 5 used to be.
That's
a good site. We have
where the Ponderosas are.
Then we
designate that as day use only. We have.
I don't know. I don't think it would be bad to have an area where you can. If you're doing tent camping, that's very low impact.
Right. Right there by the pond. Yeah. There's those two poles for the volleyball line.
But four or five years ago, we have to designate.
We have the ranch has four lots. Those lots we can improve upon to make designated camping areas. I mean, we have less than 80 acres. I'm all for camping. I mean, I camp on my own. I can't tell you the truth. Not where we may have hookups to sewage or anything like that. Nobody else. You have reservations, same thing.
But you have to have reservations. So several people can get in.
No, I agree. I mean, we need to come up with a system and designate where and when and a reservation. I mean, it behooves us to do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm not saying today, but that's something we need to work on.
I was just talking with a guy up there. He's got four boys there fishing, and he has four more kids at home.
Uh-huh.
And they just moved to Kanab. They were looking for a place to go camping. They're up here with the Clarksons doing some fishing, doing some whatever. But, it got me thinking, if they wanted to come up and camp, is there a spot? If they're a member.
If they're a member, we're supposed to have spots. And we need to develop and designate areas. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, but they're not members. They're not really.
If they're not members,
they're not members. No.
What lots are association right now?
74 and 75, and they're perfect lots.
And
for camp
we have two others.
Well, I know one.
One
74
and right
75.
Next to Ed. That's what. That's
over in Crawford, and they are just perfect for camp spots.
That's what I think we should do. Is we have those areas that we can develop. Let's do that, and that could be a member project.
It's no cost. It could be developed enough to put a few campsites in.
Yeah, and if they could pay a fee too. I mean,
that's
we
a good
could
idea.
You know
$12 a car.
Where
or 74 and 75.
$12
a car.
$12 a car. Oh, that makes sense.
Well, the
and then.
If you go camp at Panguitch, it's $12 a day.
$12 a day. I don't know that we need to be charging any money, but yeah, we pay for all this already.
If we're doing reservations and all that, then maybe we do that, but we would have to provide things like...
We could just do a reservation fee, too.
Water and a suit and a...
No.
That's
it could be...
And that would pay for those.
A gravel pad. Stuff like that, you know.
Not refundable.
Trash pickup.
No. Like, members need to...
I think we need to develop that.
Well, I agree, but that's something that for future...
Put it on a committee.
It is. Yeah, it should be on a facilities committee.
All right.
Okay. Radios.
Radios.
Hello. Radio. Radios.
Okay, Bob Becker and Tim Lent have been putting in repeaters. They have started a repeater on Fred Carroll's Hill, which is a high point out there, and I don't know if you know where that is or not, but our Fred Carroll's Hill repeater, they can reach it basically all over the ranch, and they can talk to them right here. And it's highly recommended that we purchase a pair of radios. They have these special radios. So the call and answer can have them, and as soon as they get that repeater in, for, Bob Beck is basically putting a bill for it. For the repeater. If we got these guys radioed, they could talk to each other from here to the upper cap, or from here to Ken Lynn.
Anywhere else.
Bob Beckers, or Joe Jose, or Brent Holmers, or wherever, you can talk to them on the radios. And those men already have them, and they can use them anyway.
What type of radios?
Are they VHF
ones, or are they...
The radios you need are GMRF type.
Anybody can...
But have
the repeater remote.
Capability.
Okay, then you're talking ICOM or something.
Okay, I have bought... That's the details right there. Well, do you want it? It's a Garmin Rhino Radio GPS and the standalone radios. The Garmin Rhino does let each radio show where the other radio is on the GPS screen.
Yeah, you don't need a Garmin Rhino.
I bought them both on eBay. The Garmin Rhino model 120 works. I also have the 530 model. Handheld ones are similar.
Those are awesome.
He gives me the website and all the information here. He says they're 5-watt radios, which gives them more range. He's been able to do it, and they intend to have this repeater finished in July sometime. So if we were put it in the budget or decided it was okay to get these two radios, I could get Bob to get us two radios, or Dustin could do it, and then these guys could have radios when we get them up, and they would be able to speak to community all
right now. You can probably do it without a repeater here to the upper cabin.
A lot of the ramps without
I could take it.
Most radios like that are line of sight.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Let's do it out of the tool budget.
Wow. But the repeater would give us better access.
What you need to do is coordinate with these guys on which channel they're running. You know, because they've got different channels for different things, and I'd coordinate with them on which channel they're running on. Mm-hmm. You guys could have a different channel when you wanted to speak between you two, between the cabins. But this way, at least, we got an emergency. Bob's up here, Brent's up here, Joe, those guys. They know they have a certain time they get on, and they talk to each other all the time.
The radios and the chargers, they're pretty expensive.
I'd make a motion that we spend for two of them and get it with the drop-in chargers.
Well, it's more expensive than those little walkie-talkies.
No.
I've got the GPS, two-way radio.
That's what I use out here.
Well, and you don't, they don't have to be a Rhino type either. I mean, there are other radios that can do that. GMRS.
Prove it and do it. But they're usable now.
You need motion.
Two radios.
Take it out of the tool budget.
Out of the tool budget.
Now,
all those in favor?
Aye.
Do you want me to poke around the internet and find the best deal and then send it over to somebody, or what do you want to do? Well, where are we going to take it out of? Security budget?
Security.
Take it out of security budget.
Security, so...
Because I can find where to go, but I'm not going to... I can't afford it.
It's under communication, but yeah, definitely. Okay, very good. Solar system and batteries. I think we've talked about this. Well, we haven't talked about it as a board meeting, but...
We're taking it out of the budget.
No, we haven't decided yet.
Well, you can't pay it.
Where is it going to come out?
Let's make it security for right now. So, didn't we already suggest $500 for the security?
Yeah, we might exceed. The two radios might cost $300.
Yeah, that's fine. We can.
Two radios. I think about $300.
Security. Might we take it out of security?
It depends.
Why don't you submit to us the board in email the costs of the ones that you find, and we can.
I get a copy of the.
Work with. Make a selection. With GPS
and
all.
That'd be great. What budget I need to take.
We might not need the Rhino. There might be another radio we could use that has the same feature.
Well, we want to make sure they're compatible, so.
Right. What are we looking at?
GMRS is standard.
I think you should take it out of the telephone budget because we're not going to need that much.
That's communications. I think that's reasonable.
I think that's good.
I'm with you on that. I'll put that in there.
No security.
We've already.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay.
Do it.
We'll stay away from the toll budget.
Do it.
Hey, telephone budget.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Solar. Batteries.
Solar batteries.
Okay. There. He said that there's a lock on that.
No. There is a lock on the container now.
Yay!
There has been a problem with, and,
You know what, I just need to say one little comment on that, though. There has been a problem, but on the other hand, those men do a lot for this ranch, and Paul and I have discussed this, and I think it needs to be brought out in this meeting that they take those batteries, yes, but they do a lot for us, too, and it needs to be a give and take. They give to him, and he gives to them, and so if they need a battery, and you've got a battery to give, then you can say, yes, you can borrow it, just bring it back to me, and then the next time you need them to help you move that garbage trailer or...
I don't have a problem with that as long as they're letting us know.
There is one problem with that concept, and that's if they're in service, they cannot be borrowed.
They didn't borrow the in service.
Right. They have not been in service.
They borrowed
once we get them back in service.
As soon as that's in service, they...
That's exactly it. But the misunderstanding here is that I thought they took ones that were in service, but they didn't. They didn't take anything we were using at all.
Only thing is,
yeah, the problem is if they don't come back, if they're not tracked and we don't get them back, it's like
we need to have.
You're responsible, and Ole wasn't. He just,
I know this is
always getting into it.
Yeah, I lock it, but it is locked in. It is for ranch house power. Once it's.
But
back
it
online.
Being used for that. That's what I'm saying.
Well, maybe the egg golf cart batteries we could sell to them or something, but I don't know why they can't buy their own batteries either.
Who's the golf cart batteries?
Yeah, but they were in the
process of getting them. And his batteries were dead, and he needed to one to use to charge it. It's a long way to town.
Who owns the golf cart batteries? They were not part of the deal that Larry donated or sold to the ranch, right?
That's another issue, too. I don't know. We already had them, I guess. I don't know how that works.
Okay, Larry has some.
Larry Clark has
I still haven't found out from Larry where those are in Leverkin.
Perfect.
Make a note on that.
John will contact Larry Clark.
I know.
I
will.
He took many months ago.
So as soon as we get all those batteries, that system could be up and running. Who is going to install that and who is going to do that?
Once we get them, I can handle the insulation. You could probably handle it if you can put a battery in the car.
Right,
it's
just loose.
It's just big. It's just loose. Yeah, it's just a series.
There's 24 batteries.
The air compressor's still in there.
Yes.
The air compressor is huge.
Actually, they're wired
in series. Put that on your list, too, when you talk to Larry, ask him about that big air compressor.
Air compressor. John, to check on air compressor.
It's got a Japanese plug on it.
Personal secretary
got a plug.
I know, I appreciate it, because I'll listen to all that. I'll listen to audio, but I also like the written. Okay.
Come and get it, then it's going to be turned.
Okay. I agree with you, Barbara, that the members are really good at helping out and getting things done and taking things on their own and supplying a lot of extra stuff. And we all do it.
I have something to say on that. Don't mess with my power and don't mess with my water.
Well, yeah.
But the thing is, I think it would be because we thought that they were taking batteries that they were using, and all we were all upset.
Right. Then why did they ended that they weren't? But they ended up turning off the system for 3 days. They were without power for 3 days.
No.
They shut our power off.
They shut the power off.
There's a switch on the right hand side of the box that they shut off.
They had no power. Even though the batteries were not connected, by the way, they shut it off, and that turns their power off.
Bob never said that. I can guarantee you, Bob and Bass, never I think about it. They would never turn off these guys' power. They didn't do that. I don't know who did that, but somebody did. But
anyway, it's locked up
now. Power before when they left.
Yeah, we did.
We had power when they left.
Plus you have personal.
The only thing is, when members borrow,
they're very conscientious.
I think it was Lee that borrowed.
They need to make arrangements for it, and let people know. That's the issue.
I just don't want
those three guys to get a bad stuff.
Won't happen.
I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is just everybody needs to know about it and why. So I think that's pretty simple.
Okay. The next item I had was for training. I'm going to table that until the next board meeting. What I, and it's not for you, Paul or Nancy, is that what I want to do with our board meeting is to go over our rules and regulations. Maybe just take one section at a time and make sure everyone's up to speed. I was going to review cabin use but with the time, I think we'll discuss that later. But that's what I hope to do at our meetings, is to have each meeting have a training session. Things that we can go over, policy procedures, so that we're aware and we know. I mean, I personally need to know a lot and need to learn a lot. And so I feel that if I've got to go through it, I want to make someone else go through it. Does that make sense? Is that okay with everyone?
As board members, not
as board members.
That's a good idea.
We all need to know
what
rules and laws govern.
Right. Because we cover a lot. We don't have an area designated.
Right, but I mean, there's places off the property that are closed. But
I know where we used to go. BLM just heading down the road towards whatever the name of those cities are.
Okay.
Less than 7 miles from the ranch, there's a spot off to the left of the hills. Good backstop. I'll take the Boy Scouts up there and try a bunch. I mean,
right back here.
It's at least seven miles that direction past the ranch.
Okay.
When you're headed towards
color. Yeah, would you?
I know what you're talking about.
Would you offer a closing prayer?
Sure.
Let me
turn there. There's people getting burned.
I appreciate it.
And they're very safe.